大家好，
Good afternoon.
很久没有站在这边跟大家分享，
Haven't preached here for a long time.
很感谢主今天能够跟大家一起聚会。
Thank God that we can worship together.
我们开始之前，我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
今天父，我们谢谢你，
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you.
因为你在主耶稣里面拯救我们，你知道我们可以来到你面前。
Because in Christ Jesus, you saved us and let us to come before you.
求主通过今天的圣经去提醒我们有关与神的关系。
Please remind us today through your words regarding our relationship with you.
打开我们每一个人的心。
Open our mind.
帮助我们不单只听到，我们也行道。
Help us not just listen, but to obey.
听我们祷告，奉耶稣基督的名求。
Hear our prayer in the name of our Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
所以呢，我应该是今年的开始的时候就，哦，对对，所以结果跟，OK，今年开始的时候呢，就跟大家分享，马来之书。
The beginning of the year, I start to share Malachi with you.
那么马来之书里面呢有六个争论，
There are six disputes in the book.
我已经跟大家分享了四个了。
I shared four disputes already.
那我可以呢用另外一个角度呢去看这些争论。
Now we can see those disputes from another angle.
就是我的三个关系。
That's a relationship, my relationship, three relationships.
就是我与神的关系，
My relationship with God,
我与人的关
my
系，
relationship with the people,
还有我与我的财产的关系。
my relationship with the possession.
那当你与神的关系出了问题的时候呢，其实两个关系都会有问题。
When your relationship with God is in trouble, the other two relationships will be in trouble too.
例如呢，就是以色列人怀疑神对他的爱。
For example, Israelites doubted God's law.
那么他们就不尊重神了。
The result is they disrespect God.
这个事情你可以从他们对待他们的财产上面见到。
You can see this from the way they treated their possession.
就是他们把有残值的祭物献给神。
Because they offer the blemished animals in sacrifice.
他不尊重神的这关系，也影响他与人与人之间的关系。
Because he disregards God, so that will impact his relationship with people.
以色列人呢，跟他的次子也发生问题，他们就开始离婚了。
I'm sorry. The Israelites Israelite men had problem with their wife.
那么他们就离婚了，离婚。
They divorce the wife.
跟别人结婚。
So that they can marry another.
当人不尊重神的时候呢，他们也不怕神，使神厌烦。
Because they disrespect God, so they do not fear God and they weary God.
因为他们不相信神的惩罚的时候呢，他就会做一些损人利己的事情。
Because they do not believe God will punish them, so they do things that harm others and benefit themselves.
他们会到得到更多的财产的时候呢，他们就会破坏人与人之间的关系。
In order to gain more possessions, they damage the relationship with people.
那当我们明白这三个关系之间的互动的时候
，When we understand the interactions among the three relationships.
其实这个也帮助我们审查自己。
It will help us to examine ourselves.
你是不是一个金钱的人呢？
Are you a godly person?
看你怎么对待人跟你的财产就可以知道。
Just look at how you treat people and treat your possession.
你是不是常常跟人别人有摩擦
？Do you often have frictions with people?
还有就是你会不会看你的财产太重要，看神太轻了？
Or do you value God too little and value your possessions too much?
那今天呢，我们要讲第五个控诉。
Today we are going to learn the fifth dispute.
就是抢夺神的控诉。
That's accusation of not God.
这一个控诉可以说跟我们每一个人都有关系了。
This accusation has a close relationship with everyone.
因为从人的奉献里面，神会决定咒诅或者祝福一个人。
Because based on a person's offering, God decides either to bless or curse a person.
所以呢，希望我们大家都留心听神的话。So
let's move ahead to the word of God.
首先呢，这段经文告诉我们，就是富乐奉献呢是一个大罪哦。First,
the scriptures tell us neglecting offering is a big sin.
第七节说，万军之耶和华说，从你们列祖的日子以来，你们常常偏离我的典章而不遵守。
Verse 7, ever since the time of your ancestors, you have turned away from my decrees and have not kept them.
那这些圣经里面呢，神指出以色列人有四个问题。
In this verse, God pointed out four major problems with the Israelites.
他们的奉献的问题呢，是一个历史悠久的一个问题。
Their problem of offering has a long history.
第七节说，从你们列祖的日子以来。 不是只单指他们的爸爸妈妈，其实是指到他们与神立约的，就是以色列人跟神立约的时候，开始他们就有这个问题了。
Now this the verse that since the time of your ancestors, it's not just their parents. Actually, it's pointed to the very generation God made a covenant with them.
还有呢，这个奉献的问题呢，不是一个偶然的问题哦。And
the problem offering is not accidental.
因为神形容他们常常是这样子。Because
here it said ever since.
所以呢，他们是习惯性的富乐了奉献的。So
Israelites had a habit of neglect offering.
第三点呢，就是呢，神把富乐奉献呢，形容为呢偏离我的典章而不遵行呢。
The third point is God called this neglecting offering as turning away from my decrees. I have not kept them.
还有呢，在第九节里面呢，指出了奉献不是某一个以色列人的问题，他说是痛过人的问题。And
verse 9 says the problem of offering is not just for somebody, it's for the whole nation.
所以让我们反省一下自己。So
let's reflect ourselves.
也问我们这四个问题。So
ask ourselves these four questions.
自从你信主以后，你是不是常常富乐奉献
？Have I neglected offering ever since I believed in the Lord?
我们是不是习惯性减止富乐呢
？Am I habitually neglecting offering?
我们知不知道富乐奉献是违反神的典章的呢
？Do I know that to neglect offering is to turn away from God's decrees?
你知不知道你没有奉献，其实会影响你附近的人的？
Do I know that my neglecting offering actually affects other people in church?
其他教会的人会学你哦。Because
other people will learn from you.
你怎么回答神这四条问题
？How would you answer those four questions from God?
那神就呼唤以色列人说：“现在要转向我，我就转向你们。”And
in Scripture, God calls Israelites to repent, saying, "Return to me." And I will return to you.
那当神呼唤以色列人要悔改的时候，他们的反应是怎么样
？When God called Israelites to return, what's their response?
他说：“我们如何转向？如何才是转向呢
？”The Israelites said, "How are we to return?"
你发觉以色列人呢不是很谦卑的。You
see, the Israelites are not humble people.
他讲这句话的意思就是告诉神，我没有错啊，我怎么可以转向你啊？The
implications of this sentence, this answer is, we did nothing wrong. How can I turn to God?
从他们这个反应里面，我们看见第二点，就是富乐奉献呢是一个隐藏的罪。Now,
from the Israelites' response, we know that neglecting offering is a hidden sin.
为什么以色列人没有奉献，但不觉得他们违反了 神的律法呢？
Why Israelites like that offering yet without understanding that they turn away from God's decrees?
你可以想想啊，奉献这个诫命啊，在律法的排名榜上面呢，不是很高的。
If you think about it, the command to give offering does not appear in the top list of the law.
你说诫命都有分有排名的吗？
You wonder, do the commandments have the degrees of importance?
有啊，你看主耶稣他不是告诉我们最大的诫命就是尽心尽性尽意爱主你的神，其次就是爱人如己吗？
Yes, because the Lord Jesus taught us that the greatest and the first commandment is to love God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind.
这个在马太福音22章里面有告诉我们。
That's Matthew 22:37-39.
那很明显，这两条里面都没有包括奉献在里面。
Obviously, love God and love people does not have the offering there.
我们最熟悉的十诫里面也没有包括在没有奉献这一条。
If you look at the Ten Commandments, we do not see the offering command there.
对很多神的儿女，他忽略了奉献的时候，他没有觉得他有一个很大的问题。
So many of God's people neglecting offering, yet without realizing that they committed a grievous sin.
还有你看在马拉基书的时代的以色列人呢，其实他比起他的列祖啊，进步很多了。
Also, if you look at the people in the time of Malachi, the Israelites were much better than their ancestors.
那我们看这个历史，你都会发觉以色列人呢一直都有拜偶像的问题。
If you look at the scriptures, you find that the Israelites always have the problem of idolatry.
但是呢，自从他们回归以色列以后，直到现在，他们再没有拜偶像这个问题。
But ever since the return from the captivity, we do not see the problem of idolatry.
所以当神说你要转回，他们会不会觉得自己有离开神了？没有，我们没有偏离神了。
Because they did not think they turned away from God.
还有以色列人，他不是完全没有奉献吗？他的确有奉献的。
And also notice that Israelites actually did offer.
否则马来基书一章七节不会指责他们呢拿污秽的祭物去奉献给神呢。
Otherwise, God would not accuse them of offering blemished sacrifice.
这就是为什么我们很多人呢没有，就是我们就是我们这个就是为什么我们要注意我们的奉献。
That's why we need to be very careful of our offering.
因为忽略奉献是一个隐藏的罪。
Because neglect offering is a hidden sin.
比方说哈，你不来教会。
For example, if you do not come to church.
两三个礼拜呢，你旁边的人就会发觉。
Everyone knows after 2 or 3 weeks.
或者你犯了十戒。
Or if you violate the Ten Commandments.
受害的人一定会知道是你做的呢。
The victims must know you did it.
但是如果你没有奉献，
if you neglect offering,
或者你拿什么东西去奉献，
or what do you offer?
其实很可能只有你知道，只有神知道。
Only you and only God know.
其他人一点都不知道。
Other people does not know.
所以呢，结果我们忽略了神，奉献给神的时候呢，我们自己可能一直都没有发现的
结果。 I'm sorry, as a result, our neglecting offering without realizing.
但是呢，神却警告人说，忽略奉献呢是抢夺神的。
But God warns people, neglecting offering is robbing God.
这个是第三点。
This is the third point.
第八节里面呢，他神说，人岂可抢夺上帝的物？你们仅抢夺我的供物，你们却说我们在何事上抢夺你的供物呢？就是你们在当那的十分之一和 和当献的供物像。
Verse 8, we are mere mortal robbing God. Yeah, you robbing me, but you ask, how are we robbing you in tithes and offerings?
但人如果没有十一奉献的时候，神就说你是把我的东西抢走。
So when people do not give tithes, God said, you are robbing me.
那所以呢，我们从利未记里面呢去找出什么叫十一奉献呢？
From the book of Leviticus, we can understand what is tithing.
在利未记二十七章里面呢，神解释给以色列人听，每年你们要从你地上所出产的十分之一，或者你的牛羊当中的十分之一，奉献给神。
In Leviticus 20, chapter 27, verse 30, so you have to give one tenth from the ground.The producer of ground and from the cattle.
民数记十八章里面就解释了，十一奉献的是用来干什么呢？就是用来供养这些利未人的。
Now the Numbers chapter 18:21, they tells us the tithes is given to the Levites to supply their needs.
所以呢，我们也了解啊，利未人他最大的工作就是教以色列人律法。
We know.The main job of Levites was to teach Israelites the law.
那不单只每年他们要奉献哈，生命记十四章里面也告诉我们，每三年或者呢是在按十年的时候，他们再受十分之一的奉献，去咒治这些穷人。
Now, the Deuteronomy chapter 14 said not only tithes every year.They will have extra tithes the 30 year or the sabbatical year.
有的时候我们会问哈，神既然都拥有天地万物了，为什么还要以色列人奉献十分之一呢？
Sometimes we wonder, God owns everything. Why does he still need Israelites to tithe?
神要人奉献其中一个目的就是要人记得这个地是属于他的。
Now God wants man to remember that earth belongs to him.
我们是寄居在这个地上。
We are just a sojourner on the earth.
所以我们跟神的关系就好像一个租客跟一个房东的一个关系。
Yeah, so our relationship with God is like a tenant to the landlord.
所以你招租呢是理所当然的。
So it's a natural for you to pay the rent.
还有呢，神提醒人呢，你要记得你是靠我而生的。
And also, God wants us to know that we live by God.
这个就是在《生命记》第八章里面，神说你要纪念耶和华你的上帝，因为的克财的力量是他给你的，为要坚定他向你列祖起誓所立的约。像今日一样。
Now this is in Deuteronomy chapter 8 verse 18. But remember the Lord your God, for it is He who gives you the ability to produce wealth, and so confirms His covenant, which He swore to your ancestors as it is today.
所以你可以说，如果你忘记奉献，你就是忘记这个得克财的力量，你也忘记神了。
Now if you neglect offering.You forget the ability to produce worthies from God, and you forget God.
所以十一奉献是一个很重大的一个意义。
So tithing is a very important.
其实你可以说十一奉献是爱神跟爱人的实践。
Actually, you can say tithing is the practice of loving God and loving people.
因为当他们十一奉献的时候，那么其实他就是供给这些利未人去教他们怎么去敬拜神呢？教他们律法。
So when they tithe, they supply the Levites, and so Levite can help people to teach people to worship.
你十一奉献也表明了，其实穷人是很重要的。
The tithing also shows you care about the poor.
因为这个奉献也用来帮助他们。
Because offering is helping the poor.
怪不得呢，就是当以色列人忽略了十一奉献的时候，神说这个是一个很严重的一个罪。
No wonder when Israelites neglect offering, God said this is a grievous sin.
以色列人。 我们前面都有讲过，他不是没有奉献，只是他们奉献没有达标。Now
we said before, Israelites were not without offering, but their offering fell short of God's standard.
要不然呢，就是这些祭物呢，达不到神的标准。Because
they offered unqualified animals in sacrifice.
化解呢，他没有达到十分之一这个要求。And
also they reduced the number.
所以呢，神在第八节里面呢就很惊讶的问他们：“人岂可夺取上帝之物呢？”
So in verse 8, God was surprised and asked, "Will a mere mortal rob God?"
这个言下之意就是：你们这些这么微小的人，竟然这么大胆，去把到一个地步呢，把属于神的东西抢来自己用。
Now the implication is that a mere mortal who is so bold to steal what belongs to God and use it for himself.
只是这个就是我们说你是不是找死啊？Isn't
he looking for death?
但是呢，他们就是这样子做。Oh,
that's what they did.
所以呢，神就警告以色列人，忽略奉献，带来神的咒诅。这个就是第四点。
So God warned the Israelites, neglect offering brings a curse from God. This is the fourth point.
第九节说，因你们通国的人都夺取我的供物，咒诅就临到你们身上。
Verse 9, you are under a curse, your whole nation, because you are robbing me.
在原文看这句话的时候，其实神的口气是很重的。
From the original text, the tune was severe.
他是指着以色列人说：“你呀。”God
pointed to the Israelites and said, "You."
那这里所讲的“通国的人”呢，也是一个很特别的一个字。And
here, the whole nation of you is a special, specific word.
因为呢，在希伯来文里面呢，有不同的字都可以翻译成为国家的这个字的意思。Now
in Hebrew, there are different words. Can be translated as a kingdom.
比方说呢，他讲到外邦人的时候，他会用特别的一个字去讲到这些国家。For
example, for the kingdoms of the of Gentiles, there are specific words.
基本上都不会用这个“国”的字来形容以色列人。They
would not use the use that word to describe Israelites.
唯独是在这里呢，神就用这个。 一般是用在外邦的国家的这个国的字，用在他们以色列人身上。But
here, God used that word to apply that word to Israelites.
所以，如果你简直把这句话加起来的时候，你就明白神有多生气。So
if you think about how angry God was,
好像呢，父母对孩子很生气的时候，你有些人也会说：“你呀，这畜生！”
Like our parents scolding their children, you are a bunch of this.
Yeah, 所以呢，神其实是很不客气的去警告以色列人。So
God was very severe.
他不但只告诉他们你将来会面对咒诅，其实神告诉他你现在就在神的咒诅底下。God
did not tell them. They would be under the curse, but they are under the curse right now.
那神没有很明显的告诉我们，他们现在面对什么咒诅。
Here, God did not tell us what curses they were under.
但是呢，你从后来神怎么祝福他们，如果他们悔改的时候，你大概就猜到他们现在面对什么。But
if you look at the verses, next few verses, you will see what kind of What kind of curse?
在第十节跟十二节里面呢，就是让我们猜到当时他们天是没有降雨的，他们面对蝗虫，他 还有呢，他们因为其他的原因没有收成。
Now we see from verse 10 to 12, they have days without rain. Lucas and other reasons made them have no harvest.
在下一节里面讲到了，他们成为外邦人的笑柄。
And they become laughing stocks before nations.
以色列人面对这么严厉的，就是神的咒诅，他们还完全不知道呢。神在惩罚他们。
Yeah, the Israelites faced such a severe curse, but they were completely unaware that God was punishing them.
所以神在第七节叫他们转回的时候，他们说：“我们如何才转回呢？”
So in verse 7, when God called them to repent, the Israelites said, "How are we to return?"
为什么会有这样子的事情发生？
为什么？Why is this so?
只是当人跟神的关系离得很远的时候，那么连神惩罚你，你可能 也没有想过是从神而来。
Actually, when people are far away from God, people could not realize when God punished them.
因为我们再没有把神放在我们的世界观当中。
Because we did not put God in our worldview.
我们不再用神的惩罚去解释我们的遭遇。
So a man will not use God's word to interpret his experiences.
我记得十多年前这个日本的福岛核灾的时候呢，是因为这个大地震加上海啸，所以就让这个核电厂发生一个意外嘛。
I remember 10 years ago, Japan Fukushima nuclear disasters, because both earthquake and tsunami happened, caused the nuclear power plant shut down.
这个是人类历史里面第二次第七级的核灾。
Now, it registered the second time.As a level 7 nuclear disaster in human history.
这个当时我记得我看报纸的时候，看新闻的时候，日本有一个人，一个政客，他就说这个是天谴的，呼吁日本人悔改。
When I read the newspaper, I recall a Japanese politician called it a curse.And called on the Japanese to repent.
马上所有的传媒，所有人都告诉他，这个是不可能，这个没有这样子，没神就是这个天没有惩罚我们日本人。
Immediately, all the media denied that this was God's curse.
那我不知道这个核灾是不是神的惩罚。
I don't know whether this nuclear disaster was God's punishment.
但是。我不会排除这个是一个可能性。
But I do not rule out completely.
因为圣经的确里面记载很多天灾呢是神惩罚人的一个方法。
Because in Bible, we see God punishes people often use natural disasters.
但是呢，我们现在因为跟神关系太远了，所以遇到这些天灾的时候，我们都不会想到神。
But because it was so far away from God, when we encountered the natural disasters, we did not even think about God.
我们只会用科学来解释我们一切我们所遇到的这些灾祸。
We only resorted to the science.
比方说，这个，水灾啊，或者，这个，火灾的时候呢，我们就说，哦，这个是，这个混石的效应。
Say, if we encounter a major flood or wildfire, we said, "Oh, that's due to the climate change or the greenhouse effect."
我们完全没有想过这个可能是从神而来的一个咒诅，希望我们去悔改。
We have no clue that even think about that this might be God's punishment to God's curse to call us to repent.
我们以为我们可以靠我们自己的能力呢，就能够解决一切。
We thought we can solve all our problems by our own way.
其实当时的以色列人，大概也是这样子想。
And that time, the Israelites were like just like us.
他们虽然呢，我们说，他们的生活弱不敷支，就是支出大，收入小啊。Their
life was quite difficult.
那么他觉得啊，如果是减脂的时候，怎么解决这个收入跟支出不平行的这个问题啊？So
how do we balance?
他就想到拿神来开刀哦。So
they said, well, okay, let's take advantage from of God.
拿这些没有生产能力的这些动物来献给神哦。Use
the defective cattle for sacrifice.
或者呢，减少他们的奉献的数目咯。Or
reduce the number of offerings.
他们觉得减脂就可以度过这个难关。And
so this way they could survive the problem.
他没有想过，就是因为他们忽略了奉献，所以带来现在的咒诅。It
never occurred to them the problem was due to the way they behave.
所以，如果我们今天遇到生活上面的困难，But
today, if we encounter a problem in life,
而这个困难是神对我们的一个咒诅的时候，And
that problem is a curse brought. Against us, God.
你唯一解决这个困难的方法，不是找一个名医。The
only way to solve this problem is not to seek an expert, doctors.
也不是去找一个专家。Or
authority in the field.
我们需要在神面前去悔改。But
to repent before God.
所以神说，对以色列人说，在第七节里面说。 现在你们要转向我，我就转向你们。So
in verse 7, God called Israelites, "Return to me, and I will return to you."
但是我们都会问一个问题：怎么叫悔改？But
we would ask, "What is counted as repentance?"
那如果你记得呢，我们在马来基书第二章的时候，以色列人呢，他们曾经在神的面前呢，他就是哭了。 就是神形容呢，你们的眼泪，盖满耶和华的坛，但是神呢，不再垂看你们的礼物。Now,
if you remember in Malachi chapter 2, they have the tears flooded God's altar, but God does not care.
所以从圣经的角度，其实悔改不是一个感情上面的，很爱动，不单只是剪纸。
So from that verse, we know repentance is not just for the sorrow, emotional sorrow.
神是要求我们在行动上面做一个转变。But
God wants us to change in behavior and in attitude.
就是离开我们的恶行，转向神。That
is to turn away from our evil way and turn to God.
这个其实不是靠我们的努力可以达得到，必须要有神的恩典去帮助我们。
This we cannot do by our own power, but by God's grace.
神要求以色列人悔改，就是归还属于他的这些奉献，那么他们就会得到神的祝福。Here
the repentance God required Israelites was to return the offerings that belong to God.
这个就是第五点，讲到归还奉献带来神的祝福。
That's the first point. Returning my offering will bring blessings.
第十节说，万军之耶和华说，你们要将当纳的十分之一全然送入仓库，使我家有粮，以此试试我。Verse
10. Bring the whole tithe into the storehouse, that there may be food in my house. Test me in this, says the Lord Almighty.
你知道第十节的重点就是全然这个字。
You know the key in the verse 10 is a whole.
神不是说你给我5%、5%或者9%，不是这样子。他说你要给我十分之一。Here,
in other words, God said not 5% nor 9% but 10%.
其实你想想，对这些就是活在这个。 灾难呢，或者他们经济有问题的以色列人呢，这个要求呢是很困难的。Now
think about it. Those Israelites in their difficult time, the tithes is quite a requirement.
我形容了十分之一的奉献可能要他们的命了。
I would think a 10% offering will ruin them total.
我们从历史知道了，当时波斯要求他的人民呢，就是交税40%。
From history, we know the Persians had a very high tax, up to 40%.
你还有就是养你的牲畜啊，你还有自己的家人要吃的吗？
And you have to keep the livestock and feed your family.
作为农夫，你还有一样事情要做。And
the farmer, you have another.
就是你要为明年去留下这些种子嘛。Now
you have seed for next year.
如果你没有种子的时候，你明年就没有收入了。Without
seed, you do not have harvest next year.
所以，如果他们真的要奉献十分之一的时候，可能连这些种子也吃掉了。So
if they really, offer 10%, they might have to eat the seeds.
但是神还是坚持哦，他说你要给我十分之一奉献。But
God still insisted that they give tithes first.
这个是神试验我们的信心的一个方法。This
is God's way to test our faith.
我们都记得呢，在以利亚的故事。We
remember the story of Elijah.
他曾经呢向一个寡妇要求饼来吃。Elijah
asked the widow for bread.
那么这个寡妇就告诉他，这一把是我最后的面了。The
widow told Elijah that she had only a handful of flour.
他说呢，我就是弄一个饼给我自己跟我的儿子吃完以后，我们就等死了。So
she planned to die after eating it with her son.
但是以利亚的反应是，你还是先给我做一个小小的饼啊。However,
Elijah still asked widow to give him a small loaf.
你觉得这个是不是很不合理啊？
Isn't this very unreasonable?
是的，是很不合理啊。Yes,
very unreasonable.
但是在我们生死关头的时候，的选择才表明我们对神的信心。
But only at the choice between life and death, it shows our faith in God.
所以第十节里面神说，你来试试我啊。So
the verse 10, and thereby put me to the test, says the Lord of hosts.
试试不是一种出于怀疑的试探。
Here test doesn't something like a
不是一个怀疑的试探。
It's not a skeptical attempt.
试试有一种呢，就是你凭信心踏出第一步的这个挑战一样。
The test means the first step you make at faith of faith.
因为呢，他们踏出第一步呢，就没有再回头了。
Because when they step out, there's no way return.
因为好像我们说。 他明年可能就没有种子。Because
they may have no seed for the next year.
所以如果他们十一奉献的时候，他们必须要今年的有收成，他们才可以将来活下去。Because
to give tithes, they must have harvest this year so they can live for the future.
所以神就应许这些以色列人。So
God promised Israelites.
我们看下一个，你就会见到神说：“如果你真的十一奉献的时候，我祝福你五样事情。” Because
we will see if you too, if you do, test me, I will bless you with five blessings.
在原文里面呢，有五次为你们，这句话出现的。
In the original language, there are five for you.
第一就是为你们敞开天上的窗户。The
first for you is open the windows of heaven for you.
我考考你们圣经的知识。Let's
give you a quiz.
神第一次打开天上的窗户是干什么的？
When did God open the heavenly windows first time?
对啦，就是挪亚的洪水的时候，神不是打开这个天上的窗户吗？
The great flood.
第一次打开这个窗户是咒诅这个地球。
The first time to open the window of heaven to curse the earth.
但是神说，如果你十一奉献的时候，我会为你打开窗户，但是这次不是咒诅你们，我是降福给你，你知道无处可容。
But here God said, if you offer your tithes, I will open the window of heaven to bless you, so that there's no place to, there's no need.
所以呢，这个是第二个为你们。
So that's the second for you.
第三个为你们呢，就是为你们斥责这些蝗虫。
Now the third one for you is to rebuke the locust.
其实在原文里面呢，不，这个字不一定是翻译在蝗虫。
Original language that's not translated locust.
这个是就是吞吃者，就是所有，你可以说所有的害虫或者会伤害你的人祸啊，影响你的收成的，神都会把这些责备你不会面对的。
Now here the word means all the harmful tests and all the sins that damage your harvest.
第四个为你们呢，就是为你们不容他毁坏这些土产。
The fourth for you is will not destroy the fruits of your soil.
第五个为你们，就是为你们使田间的葡萄树在未熟之前不掉果子。
The fifth for you is your vine in the field shall not fail to bear.
最后，以色列人呢，因为得到神的祝福的时候，旁边的国家也会羡慕他们的。
So in the end, the people of Israel would be envied by all the other nations.
所以下一节十二节里面就说，万军之耶和华说，万国必称你们为有福的，因你们的地必成为喜乐之地。
Now verse 12, then all the nations will call you blessed, for yours will be a delightful land, says the Lord Almighty.
其实今天神也同样的呼吁我们，希望我们转向我，神就说我就会转向你们。
Today, in the same way, God calls us to repent. Return to me, and I will return to you.
把属于神的奉献全然的奉献给神。
Give all the offerings that belongs to God.
你看看神会不会把你的咒诅拿掉，变成祝福赐给你。
See, if God will not only take away his curse, but also pour out the blessings on you.
那讲完今天的经文的时候，我想我们应该把学到的东西用在自己的身上。
Now, after this message, I think we should apply to our own life.
我想告诉，用我自己家用成为一个例子跟大家去分享。
So I will use my own example to illustrate.
因为圣经的确要求了牧师要成为教会的榜样。
Because the Bible did teach the pastors ought to be examples.
所以呢，我就想告诉你有关我自己奉献的一些学习啊。
So I want to share what I learned with Tyson.
那么第一条问要告诉大家的问题就是，我有没有十一奉献？
So the first question, do I tithe?
那我其实没有每一年都做得到。
I did not do it every year.
我回去看看我三十年奉献的记录的时候，我发觉有三年没有做得到。
When I checked the records for past 30 years, I find I failed in 3 years.
在这三十年里面，其实我就是我的生活改变很多啦。
In those 30 years, my life changed a lot.
比方说从前是两个人工作，
For example, both of us work.
后来是一个半人工作，
And then one half person's work.
后来又试过两个人都不工作，
And then two works.
所以呢，有的时候的确没有达到十一奉献。
So, sometimes, yeah, indeed we miss.
但是我也发现一个事情哦，
But I also find one thing.
我平均呢，这三十年的奉献是奉献20%。
But I actually realize my annual contribution is 20%.
那么所以第二条问题就是说，那么为什么我不停在十分之一的奉献？
So question is, why don't I stop at tithing?
首先呢，第一个我要向大家解释，就是我奉献不是为了遵守十亿奉献的诫命。
Now, first thing I want to explain, I tithe not because I'm obey the commandment.
那如果你看罗马书七章六节的时候
，If you read in Romans 7:6,
保罗告诉我们，新约的信徒不在律法底下。
Paul taught us that New Testament believers is not under the law.
所以呢，其实我们新约的基督徒，我们奉献有另外一些圣经的原则的。
Now, as a New Testament believers, we have other principles in New Testament.
第一个原则呢，就是哥林多后书九章七节所讲到，个人要除本性所决定的，不要作难，不要勉强，因为捐得乐意的人是上帝所喜爱的。
Now, the first is the second Corinthians 9:7. Each of you should give what you have decided in your heart to give, not reluctantly or under compulsion. But God loves a cheerful giver.
那这句话的重点不是说我喜欢奉献我就奉献，我不喜欢我不乐意的时候我不需要奉献，这个不是这句话的重点。
Okay, the point here, the point is not that you can make offering if you want and don't do it if you don't want.
保罗是提醒我们，如果圣灵感动你的时候，你就要奉献，你不需要因为旁边的人的压力，所以你去奉献。
I hear Paul told us we must live by the spirit, not under the pressures of the crowd.
对，他的重点是甘心乐意。
So the point is be happy when you make offering.
第二个奉献的原则是在罗马书十二章第一节。
The second one, Romans 12:1.
这个讲到我们都可能会背的，所以弟兄们，我以上帝的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是上帝所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉，乃是理所当然的。
Now, here it says, therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship.
这里其实告诉我们，神不是单单拥有你的十分之一。
Here we are told God owns not just 10% of us.
其实你所有东西，你全个人都属于神。
And actually all our being belong to God.
换句话说，不是你奉献了十分之一以后剩下来的，你可以怎么用都可以，不是这样子的。
In other words, it's not that after the tithes, you can use whatever you want with the rest 90%.
这个就是为什么我达到十分之一以后，我还是继续的奉献。
That's why I continue after tithes.
最后一个原则是在马太福音六章二十一节。
The third principle comes from Matthew 6:21.
耶稣说，因为你的财宝在哪里，你的心也在哪里。
For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also.
对我来说，我知道钱呢，对我来说是很危险的。
For me, money is a dangerous thing.
我老婆常常点子说我的。
My wife often said to me,
你钱多的时候呢，你的身就痒。
When you have a lot of money, you are eating.
他说，你就什么都想买了。
Eating to buy everything.
所以，什么方法去解决我的内心的贪心呢？
So what's the way to solve this greedy heart?
对我来说，最好的方法就是把你的钱交给神咯。
So the best way for me is to give money to God.
因为神不单只会保护我们不受钱的控制，神说你这样子做的时候，你会爱神更多，因为你的财宝在天上。
That way, God not just protect me from the control of money. I will love God more because I store my treasure in heaven.
求神帮助我们，不会抢夺神的东西。
We pray that God will help us to not rob God.
也通过我们奉献给神的时候，经历神的祝福和快乐。
Through offering, we can experience the blessings and the joy of blessing.
我们最后一同祷告。
Let's pray.
天父，我们谢谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you.
因为其实你是先把你最宝贵的东西赐给我们。
Because you gave your most precious to us.
你才要求我们向你奉献。
And after that, you ask us to offer.
没有主耶稣拯救我们的生命的时候，我们还是死在罪恶当中。
Without the Lord Jesus Christ to accomplish his salvation, we died in the sin.
愿意当我们明白我们救恩的时候，会鼓励我们甘心的去向神奉献。
Enable us to understand the meaning of salvation so that we can offer willingly.
我们知道我们每个人都可能面对不同的困难。
You know, every one of us faces their unique difficulty.
但是当我们凭信心的回应圣灵的感动的时候，求主打开天上的窗户，满满的祝福。
If we respond in faith to the leading of the Holy Spirit, may the Lord open the window of heaven to bless us.
听我们祷告，奉耶稣基督名求。
Hear our prayer in the name of Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.